Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Sinusitis is often overdiagnosed in children, and many parents, and I know I was one of them, think that a child has a sinus infection or some kind of bacterial infection at the first sign of green or yellow runny nose. And instead, some of these children just have a viral upper respiratory tract infection like a cold, and they don't always need antibiotics. Well, there's a new policy out by the American Academy of Pediatrics that's helping pediatricians determine when antibiotics are warranted. My guest is Dr. Ellen Wald. She's an internationally recognized expert on the diagnosis and treatment of pediatric infectious diseases. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wald. Let's speak about sinus infections. As a parent, when do you know it is? Is that green and yellow stuff coming out really mean that there's an infection in there? When do we use antibiotics?
Okay, that's a great question. The most colds, of course, are what we refer to as uncomplicated viral upper respiratory infections. It turns out that only about 1 in 15 colds that your child is likely to get would be complicated and would require the use of antibiotic treatment. So one of the ways that I find useful to decide which child has a common cold and which child has sinusitis is just to think about the characteristics of an uncomplicated cold. And so one of the things that we know about that is that most colds will last somewhere between, 5 to 10 days. And almost always the symptoms peak in severity, usually sometime between the 3rd and the 6th day. And then even though your patient may not be completely free of symptoms, by the 10th day, almost always their respiratory symptoms are improving. The other thing that's pretty typical of an uncomplicated viral infection is that fever is not very prominent. Probably 30% of children will have a fever in an uncomplicated cold, and when they do, it's present very early in the illness, oftentimes in combination with other what we call constitutional symptoms, so headache, muscle aches. And then what's most typical is that the fever and the muscle aches go away, if fever is going to be present at all, and then the respiratory symptoms come on. So with that description of an ordinary uncomplicated cold, then we say that we think that a child might have sinusitis if they present in one of three ways. The first way, and the most common, is what I call onset with persistent symptoms. And these are children who get a cold, and instead of the respiratory symptoms waning on the 6th or the 7th or the 8th or the 9th day, their respiratory symptoms just persist. So they last for more than 10 days, and at the 10-day mark, they're still not improving. If they are improving, we don't want to fuss with them because they will get better by themselves. But if they're not improving in 10 days, then we begin to think that maybe this child is having a secondary bacterial infection. The other time we think about it is in what we call onset with severe symptoms, and these are children who do come in with high fever, temperatures of 102 or more, or 39 degrees centigrade, and in addition to their high fever, they do have thick colored nasal discharge together with the fever for 3 or 4 consecutive days. In most children, as I had mentioned, with an uncomplicated cold, that fever goes away right away, and the thick nasal discharge usually doesn't come on for several days. So what distinguishes that particular presentation from an uncomplicated cold is the combination of high fever and thick and colored nasal discharge for at least 3 to 4 consecutive days. And then the last presentation, which makes us think that a child might be having a sinus infection, is that they get an ordinary cold, which starts to get better. On the 5th or 6th day, they're almost back to themselves. And then suddenly they get a recurrence of symptoms. So they may get more or new nasal discharge and cough, or the onset of a severe headache, or the onset of a new fever. And when that happens, that makes us think that they're experiencing a secondary bacterial infection.
So really, when pediatricians, you know, see the parents. So if parents are looking, and we don't just see that thick mucus, it's persistent symptoms with no waning, severe symptoms with a fever, high fever, and the thick colored mucus, or the cold gets better and then comes right back, maybe even a little bit worse, but it doesn't seem to be waning. Those are signs we really, I mean, we've called our pediatrician already. They maybe are doing the watch and wait thing, or they've said we need to see you, you know, see your child. Then some of these, one of these three takes place. You're going to suspect it's sinusitis. Then is that when, with these new guidelines, that antibiotics are warranted? Because, Dr. Wald, you know, and I know that a lot of parents are worried now that we are over-sanitizing and using antibiotics, and the pediatricians are going towards more of the watch and wait thing, certainly with ear infections and things. Where does that fit in with this?
I think that maybe I could just say at the get-go that antibiotics are helpful in making children better faster when they have an episode of acute sinusitis. So if they fit into those 6 or 7% of children with the cold and they have one of those three presentations, then antibiotics will make them better faster, which, of course, is one of the reasons that we treat. Having said that, certainly some of those children who signal that they're having an infection because their symptoms are still persistent at 10 days, it probably wouldn't be harmful to wait another day or two and see if they get better by themselves, because certainly some children with sinus infection do get better by themselves. So in the new guidelines, there's a little bit of a permissive stance for the family and the doctor together to decide in children who present with the persistent symptoms whether, instead of pulling the trigger for antibiotics at 10 days, they want to wait another day or two or three. Again, there's nothing in cement about 10 days, you know, that's just, it's arbitrary, but it's characteristic of most colds. So the new guidelines say if the doctor and the patient and the parent want to wait for a day or two, that's certainly okay. On the other hand, if they want to treat, that likewise is okay. For the other two presentations, the presentation with severe onset or the presentation with worsening, those are ones which we recommend treating immediately.
Can a sinus infection, as it can in adults, if it's not treated, can it get worse and then become harder to treat? Like where amoxicillin, if that's the first thing you're going to use, is not really effective and you have to go, you know, to one of the higher priced or heavier dosed antibiotics. You know, is it something that you have to kind of dig in there and get rid of it then?
I'm not sure that I would say that it gets harder to treat from the perspective of your choice of antibiotics, but it certainly, it can become complicated. Now, the good news is that complications of sinusitis are pretty rare, but they certainly occur, and they're serious when they occur. And so we hope that when we treat a child promptly that we avoid those complications. But what is also true is that some children who have complications, that is exactly how they present to the physician. So they already have the complication. Their cold hadn't lasted particularly long. It was still relatively early, but they came in with the complication.
In the last minute, Dr. Wald, if you would, wrap up sinus infections in children. You know, give parents a working guideline on when they know it's time to take your child to the doctor.
So, you know, I would just say again that most children with a runny nose do not need antibiotics. What we hope is that kind of attention to what the usual characteristics of an uncomplicated cold are will help us differentiate children who do have sinusitis by the character of their symptoms, the duration of their symptoms, and that will enable us to identify the 6 or 7% or 1 in 15 children who does require an antibiotic in order to get better.
And remember that Dr. Wald has said persistent symptoms with no waning, severe symptoms, high fever, thick colored mucus, and the cold getting better but then coming back. These are all things that you need to look out for and that you call your pediatrician right away about. This is Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.